Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the first Diva Discussions of 2022. And I thought it'd be really fun to have our mystery diva back that we had last season. And, you know, she and I, we'll explain why she's the mystery diva, but we wanted to talk about the importance of showing up for one another. So thank you so much, Diva, for being here tonight.
Hello. Hello, Denise. My pleasure. And I did not realize that I was your first Diva Discussions of 2022. So thank you for that kind honor.
Oh, no, thank you. And I think one thing that you and I have been talking about going into 2022, and I think many of us are reflecting on just the power of showing up for ourselves and also showing up for one another.
Oh, absolutely. I think even with last year, the concept of showing up has become a phrase that people may have heard more often than not. It's been really important with the setbacks people have had personally as well as professionally with the pandemic and how their lives have changed to really feel that security of having their friends and partners show up and just be present for different scenarios that life is bringing to us right now for that level of support we all need.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to know that you are a mystery diva because you are on the front lines of fighting for justice.
Yes.
And I think many of us have gone through different scenarios, whether it be a divorce, whether it be a business betrayal. Maybe we kind of let ourselves down. And the reason why we're choosing to keep you anonymous for a while is because we just want to honor your process of what you're going through, but also you still want to have a voice. You don't want to feel like just because you're going through this, that your voice does not matter.
No, of course not. You can't feel stifled. I want to just make a comment on something you said when you're going through a tough time about letting yourself down. I don't think you're letting yourself down, even if you're going through a divorce or a tough time or you realize in retrospect, oops, maybe I should have seen some of those red flags. We are being our own best selves in that moment and we're making those decisions that we think are proper and correct in that moment. So I wouldn't want anyone to feel like they're letting themselves down. If you're true and honest, then you know what? Sometimes things just happen and they become learning experiences or they lead to something positive. And as you and I have talked about many times, my dear friend, although this dark time for me, it has led to this ultimate positive angel light and intense friendship that I now have with you. So positive things come from everything. So,
yeah, you know what just came to mind? You know, we're all going into 2022 together. And we have all different situations with business. And do you have any tips for people of maybe how they can show up for themselves, how you've been showing up for yourself with, you know, you've got a legal case pending, but you also have a lot of exciting business that was there pre-pandemic. And I think a lot of people are kind of like, wait, when are we done? When are we done? So can you give a little bit of your kind of experience through this time?
Sure. I mean, I don't think as human beings or as directed, focused people, we can ever be done. So I think showing up for yourself is whatever you think it is in that moment and whatever you think you need. So if you're not used to being at home and you're at home, maybe you need a different level of self-care. Maybe you need to take care of your immunity better, or maybe you want a workout program, or maybe you do have some time to work on that personal project that doesn't involve an employer or something. So whatever it means to you in that moment to be your own best self and give you that sense of strength or forward movement, then I think that's what showing up for yourself means. Making sure you're healthy physically as well as mentally and emotionally to keep the wheels turning in the right directions with positivity.
Yeah, and I also think that having compassion for all of our different situations with health, with finances, and just having compassion for humanity right now. I think, yeah. So you and I met last year, but it seems like I've known you for many lifetimes. And we actually met, you know, oftentimes when I am on my social media feeds, I have intuitive hits. And I was listening to, I don't think we want to say the name of the show, but it's a popular podcast. And, you know, I wasn't listening to the show. I just saw this headline and I wrote something. Hey, I'm Dr. Denise. You know, it was, you know, something about a betrayal. And I offered, here's a link to my show, my series. I just did a mini series, Rocking a Betrayal. And, you know, I want to make sure everyone realizes that there's many miracles that happen when, you know, it's like, watch and be amazed. You never know when you're going to hit the timing where you're supposed to meet people. And, you know, I don't think you even reached out to me till, was it like 6 weeks after I made the comment on social media?
Yes, because just to give a slight mystery clarification here, my story was the headline of that podcast, and I didn't even know of its existence. And I believe, if we could give a timeline, that what happened in February of last year, and I wasn't even aware of it until April. And a friend of mine actually found the podcast. She brought my attention to it, and then I was reading the comments and I saw yours, and it made me reach out. So it was that divine timing and the miracles that you're talking about, because the friend that saw that post was because I was a little, you know, a little upset that day about something with this matter, and I had been expressing it. It was like, I need a miracle and I need it today. And she found it within seconds. And that miracle was the link to this podcast and then ultimately you. So, miracles do happen when you really need them, if you ask for it.
You know, what's really interesting about that? Asking questions. I did a show at the end of last year with, director Bill Benoit, and he is the film producer of PGS Intuition. And one of the biggest things when we're trying to connect and be our own best friend, showing up for ourselves and showing up for others, is to ask specific questions. So if you are just a belief that this is just this lifetime, or if you believe the soul's eternal, you can do this by tuning in to your own higher self, your own best friend. So I remember the day that you and I were meeting for brunch, and I asked my equivalent of guides, why am I supposed to meet this woman? And the two things that came up is our dads wanted us to meet, and yes, we're supposed to be friends. So even though there's this camaraderie of fighting for justice, the real reason was a different reason. And I feel like that's like its own miracle, that sometimes people don't realize that people come into our lives, and that is the gift.
That was the gift, exactly. Our connection and the multiple ways that we have connected now was the actual gift. We met because of this dark energy situation, which, and again, your support and your knowledge, having been through a similar circumstance, was and continues to be invaluable. But the positive angel side is the gift of our friendship and our commonalities. So, yeah, it is interesting. Things come at the right time. And as you were saying, asking questions, I literally said to my girlfriend on that day, who, by the way, is somewhat of an acquaintance in that I don't speak with her that often. It's very rare, but she had been in tune to this situation. And I said to her, my gosh, I really need some help. If there's any help to be had, I need it today. And she literally found this link within a few hours, and it has led to so many other courses. So, you know, I asked that of someone, and the universe, God, divine energy heard it, and it came to fruition. So I do believe there are no coincidences and things happen in the right time.
So a couple of things. One, the reason why I wanted to have this show is I think we're all starting out 2022 feeling, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? What's going on with the pandemic? People are trying to figure out, can they go back to work? Are they, you know, all kinds of activities have been canceled. And I feel like from a happiness perspective, you know, I'm an adult and child psychiatrist and I'm on the front lines of mental health. I find that the everyday small things are where we get so much joy right now. And that is showing up for yourself. So how are you hanging in there with a pending court case and just some unknown business? Can you give your process to people of how you're staying in faith?
Yeah, I'd like to make a brief statement first about what you said. Appreciating the small things, I think when people have a busy life pre-pandemic, you don't have time often for the small things unless you really decide to make time for yourself, because you're either rushing with family or children or to please a boss or out to a job or running late. And so I think now that people are quarantining themselves in some way or have the beauty and luxury now that they realize the gift is working from home, you can multitask where you can still be accomplishing your needed tasks, but blending that with some self-care joys and other things you want to do. Me, to be honest, with my outside business, I always have the luxury of that. I have my own independent business. So, so for me right now with this, yes, a lot of time right now is given to my legal situation. But that aside, it's talking to my friends, doing what I need to do for my own self, keeping up your physical needs, your appearances, the things that you want to do, being a little bit centered, doing your blessings, your manifesting, your thoughts, just finding something every day to be grateful for and not letting the negative tasks or necessities just drag you down. So, part of that, honestly, is our frequent conversations. Because when someone's out of sync and you just speak with someone that you rely on, or even if you're having a down day, you just, you know, you have a couple words with someone that you trust and care about. You have a couple of laughs and you just, you know, it just changes your whole dynamic. It's up to you to keep positive. So
I love everything you said. And going into this new year, I sort of declared prior to this show, going into out of 2021 and into this year, I talked about the importance of self-care as the new cool. I talked about recently, I had a dream, because I've been talking about the importance of play and just happiness. And that's part of showing up for ourselves is, right, being in the moment of now. And I was waking up 2 days ago, and I saw handwriting, like someone was writing in cursive. And I had been talking with my friend Beverly, who she'll be on the show soon on another one of the series. And we were discussing definition and the power of words, thoughts, and actions. And what we tell ourselves is part of showing up for ourselves, our dialogue, our running tape. And so I just love words. And the idea of deep play, the word deep can be deep friendship, deep reverence, deep gratitude, deep play. And then I broke down the D, E, E, P into divine, exquisite, ethereal, and peaceful.
Oh, I love that. I love that. This is the first time you've told me this. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so glad it's the first time. So, yeah. So what I love is when things are what I like to talk about as universal truths, and that concept of being your own best friend, or however you want to phrase it. And I think that it's almost like we're starting 2022 and it's like, knock, knock, the pandemic's still here. You still need to take care of yourself. You still need to remember what's important. You still need to kind of less is more, use your energy accordingly. So what do you think of that? The concept of the word deeper and going in deeper in everything that we're doing and thinking and manifesting.
Well, to me, when you were first saying deep play, to me, it just means committed, that you are going all in with this and letting your barriers down and things that are preventing you from doing it to your utmost, you know. So going into something deep just means putting all your effort in and just really making the most of it without fear. I love how you put that together with your meaning of deep and how you broke it down. And since I just mentioned fear, I'd like to mention something similar. There's an actor named Sean Kanan, and I just recently started looking at some of his stuff, but he has the same thing for the word fear, and I think it's fantastic. And he says the F, it means fake evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Some people panic themselves and pre-panic themselves. So fear is fake evidence appearing real. You're actually putting yourself into a tailspin about things that really haven't happened yet and you're anticipating. So I love giving a heavier meaning to a word by breaking it down by each vowel in it. And it's fantastic.
So I want to say that the other thing, when we start hanging out with people that we're really vibing at the same heart, mind, and soul and wisdom, we are also, besides, you know, you and I having this conversation, there's energy, unseen energy of a connection. So it's like as though you and I were in different homes. Imagine a cute little cartoon bubble coming out of your head, one coming out of mine, and like energy just going boom, 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 boom. Or like if you guys watch Star Wars, it's like the Force, dun, 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 you know. So
exactly.
So energetically, I'm finding that when we've been hanging out with maybe our smaller circle of friends for the pandemic, we're getting deeper, not in knowing ourselves and showing up for ourselves, but we're getting closer to certain people. And yes. I find that to be one of the biggest gifts of the pandemic. I have gotten, you know, closer in my own faith, closer to my core group. I also think, I just want to thank you because I am just at the tail end of recovering from bronchitis. I was really blessed to not have COVID. So many of my dear friends have COVID. But I also just want to thank you because we're talking about when you hang out with people, it's almost like they're intuitive. And I think you and I have had so many what's called super synchronicities, which Gary Schwartz, everyone, he has an incredible book called Super Synchronicities. And so I think one gift of deep play, self-care is the new cool. And also another part of my 2022 is love all kind and, you know, having tolerance for one another. I think you got me the most amazing holiday gift. Like it's almost as if you knew I was about to need tea. And I'm sitting here with my little, just so you know, even though it's January, I've got my Christmas mug here and I've got your organic tea from the teapot you gave me. And you and I have had a lot of those little aha moments. And I guess I'm almost like challenging everyone that's listening to start going, dun, 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 not a coincidence. Dun, dun, dun. We're vibing. Dun, dun, dun. I like this person. Dun, dun, dun. Making healthy choices. So what do you think of that?
No, totally. I'm actually sitting here drinking tea also. I'm making the lavender one that I gave you, and it's in my Speed Racer cup, which we have a little hidden secret about. Keeping the social circle small, I think this is one of the reasons why people are developing their relationships, and that also plays into self-care. I definitely experienced the first time around with COVID how I was getting closer to certain people that you didn't expect. It was quite strange. The people that would reach out or we would reach out to were not necessarily the ones you thought. And how some of those relationships just got really fortified and more special because we were choosing smaller people to keep our circles together with. So you expanded those friendships and those relationships. And this time around the same thing. I think it's all great. I think when you're spreading yourself too thin, whether it's in anything, whether it's a job or multiple obligations or too many friends or too many social obligations, you don't actually get the time to give that level of personal time to each one individually because you're so spread. So this is something that we're all kind of congesting in a way and just putting to better use at this time.
You know, the other thing that I like to sort of have the golden thread concept, the golden thread of love, the golden thread of ideas. And in the first show that you and I did, we were honoring the unseen energy and the remembrance of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And so I feel like if you are anyone that's open to the concept of the soul living forever, can you just talk a little bit about like how you, like, by the way, I honor everyone's belief system. This is the first time you're listening to me. I'm fully, the highest vibration is that of love. And so whether you are Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, any world religion, or you just are agnostic and have love and moral integrity, I just want to say that the unseen energy of remembrance of those who are important in our heart, whether you believe in the soul or not, that's something also that I believe is part of my hugest showing up, is remembering that I am here, but I believe that there's a greater universe and a greater purpose.
I do as well. And the more I've been more open to that in the last few years. And the more open I am, the more gifts I do receive in that realm, the more things I do see. It's you can't just ignore it. Once you start seeing the signs, and again, there are no coincidences, as you say, there are coincidences, two or more things happening simultaneously. And you began to see whether it's a thought that then matches an action or something you're thinking about or something you're asking for or something you need, and then it comes. These are things that just can't be ignored if your mind and soul is open to them. They will start coming more often. So, yes, we were talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as we affectionately call RBG. Go RBG. I have her little picture sitting right here. But it was important when you're going through a legal situation, you are actually appreciating the positive energy of a great legal mind, particularly a female mind who was always fighting for women's rights and the importance of women and being seen and heard and all of these things. In fact, one of her favorite quotes of mine, well, I mentioned one last time. I'll just repeat that briefly. It's fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. But the other one that I want to mention is one of her famous ones is speak your mind, even if your voice shakes. So be true to yourself. Don't be afraid to speak your mind, even in tough times. And just, you know, have her energy or have other people's energy that give you comfort and give you strength and confidence to just forge forward with things that you need to.
Well, and I think this actually goes back, bringing that up. You and I, prior to that last show, the way I understand the universe is we ask questions. And the specific question that you and I have been asking in our mutual situations, and you and I spoke about this, was asking for the highest level of justice to happen.
Yes. And I love that term. I love that term. And I've actually used it in my legal briefings.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I'm hoping, like, when the judge is reading this, they're going, wow, that's well put. Yes.
Right. But that's important, everyone. When you're showing up for yourself and you want to, there's going to be days when you have different levels of energy, or there's just times where we have to do, I like to talk about the linears and the non-linears, or I call them the karmic burners and the browser windows.
Yeah.
And so the linears are the errands, the opening up your mail, the paying your bills, shutting down an office, like just doing your day-to-day, you know, groceries. And then the non-linears are your higher levels of manifestation, you know, attracting a loved one, excelling in your career, meeting your own optimal health. And so when we ask the right questions and then we do the work, sometimes people watch movies like The Secret and they just think it's only coincidences and it's only this, but the universe is very multidimensional. So not only do you need to ask the right questions, but the more you show up for yourself and have self-love and create sacred space, you will then be guided by your own internal compass and your own higher self. And that's your intuition. And that really is a big part of being led to showing up for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's all an evolution. Whether it's within yourself, within your mind, your body, your spirit, your thoughts, or your actual actions, your thoughts that you're putting into actionable direction. So, absolutely. So
I think we could just maybe go through some tips of this show about showing up right here at the end. And there's an edgier side to other things that we've talked about for 2022 that I think we could do another show on. And that would be called, can you say it? It's your line.
Oh, not having it. Hashtag not having it.
because so many of us on planet Earth, we're here on this Earth ride and there's so many things that are going on. You know, whatever country you're in listening to this, there's things where people are not in integrity. So I think we had a really great show on showing up for ourselves, but I think part two would be maybe it should just be called not having it.
Oh, that definitely could be its whole topic.
Because that's part of showing up for yourself. Well, so let's save that for another show.
Yeah.
You already did such a good job. Do you want to just kind of do overviews and I can jump in of some of the tips we gave on showing up?
Well, you know, showing up is for yourself as well as for others. We talked about a lot of showing up for yourself, but we didn't really touch much on others. And you have shown up for me time and time again, and I hope I've done the same for you. And I know that I am a good friend, and I do that for a lot of others as well. So it's about a full spectrum. It's not just all about yourself. It's about, it's the full circle of integrity, you know? So it's being there for yourself, but being there for others, being there for your cause, just showing up for what you think is right and doing your best, whether it's your deep play or whether it's helping a friend or whether it's for yourself. That's what it's about, being in your own integrity, as you say, in being in your own integrity to show up and do your best.
And boy, this is really interesting. I'm going to just, part of my showing up for myself and self-care is just having that humility of having a healthy immune system. Oh, yeah. I feel like during this Christmas break, now we're in January, I needed to change my holiday plans. Luckily, I had a great celebration with you. But before that, I had to make a decision to, yeah, it was awesome. But I had to make the decision for my mom, postpone the trip. And many of us can realize that our immune health right now, the good, nice teas, getting our sunshine, getting sleep, doing our own form of meditation, and giving back. Giving back can be with a smile. It can be with a call. It can be a gratitude letter. When I did not have my voice at all, it's really funny that that quote from RBG has to do about your voice, even if it's shaking. I'm like, I just did 3 shows last week where it's like, I even coughed during the shows. I'm like, okay, everyone. So,
and I was trying not to talk with you that much. I was super busy anyway, but I know you and I know us. And look, I'm looking at the time counter. We're 27 minutes. We wanted to do like a 9 to 12 minute show, but you and I just get on a roll.
Okay, let's do a not having it that's shorter. Okay. So, okay. We talked about showing up. I just want to thank you for showing up for me. And I want to encourage people. January, sometimes people can have a little bit of the January blues. Get your Valentine's out early. Get your gratitude notes out. Send people letters. Give yourself a love note. I have a candle lit right now. I think it's so important to just stay present and still celebrate, not feel like it's just only at the holidays.
Oh, of course not. Well, the holidays are extra difficult for many people. They're feeling so melancholy if they don't have a mate or a partner, and they're feeling lost and lonely and questioning your choices as the new year begins. Oh my gosh, I didn't get enough done last year. Okay, I'm going to set these goals. A lot of people don't even bother with their New Year's resolutions anymore because they feel they don't meet them and they feel it's full of pressure. You know, just make a resolution to yourself every day. You know, what you want to get accomplished in that day or what you're going to do. You don't have to hold your feet to the flames for anything. But you're right. People do. And look at where we're at now. Everyone thought, woo, 2022, we're going to be rocking and rolling and past this COVID. Well, my goodness, now we have Omicron. And, you know, people are now.
Florona. We've got Florona.
Florona.
It's like my Sharona. My Florona. I'm sure there's a song out there. I haven't even checked. Okay, so we need to wrap it up. Everyone, thank you so much. Make sure to keep showing up for yourselves. And also, eventually you will know who the mystery diva is. We just need to protect her because she's taken down dark energy.
Dark energy.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Ciao.
Thank you.